B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 550-pound tourist who forced flight crew to wipe his butt as he moaned with pleasure.
This miserable story.
Well, he died in a seedy Thai resort famed for prostitution. The American who hasn't been named died last month while on a lengthy trip on Koh Samui due to an undisclosed illness. Airline EVA Air discovered that he had passed away as they had put plans in motion to ban him from flying with them again.
He seemed in such good shape.
He sent shockwaves across the world when he was accused of forcing cabin crew to strip him in a cramped bathroom and wipe his butt while he moaned in pleasure.
Dear Lord.
A stunned flight attendant told how the hulking passenger boarded the plane in a wheelchair and asked to be given three adjoining seats in an economy class due to his size.
And he was a miserable bastard.
He then demanded to use the plane's business class lavatory because he could not fit in the economy size cubicle. When in the toilet, he claimed that he had an injury to his right hand and prevented him from undressing, so he demanded the cabin crew strip him down so he could relieve himself. The attendant said, "I told him that we couldn't help him, but he started yelling. He told me to go in there immediately and threatened to relieve himself on the floor. As the passenger's genitals were now exposed, one of my colleagues brought a blanket, which I used to cover his modesty. The tourist then asked the crew to wipe his butt for him.
Oh, man.
Leading him to groan as the chief attendant fulfilled his request while wearing three pairs of latex gloves.
Honestly, at that point, I would have had everyone return to their seats, put their belt buckles on, drop the oxygen masks, open the door, flood them out, right?
Yep.
Like you're getting rid of the alien.
Yep, yep. So he is gone. Somebody texted in and says, too much lasagna.
Was it with somebody? Was he with somebody at the time?
They didn't indicate. They just said it was a seedy resort known for prostitution.
Of course it was. Koh Samui, right?
Was that it?
Yeah, that's in Meet the Parents.
Oh, really?
Jack Talk Thai.
Okay, nice.
Jack Talk Thai, real good.
Police say 10 students at a Connecticut high school faced charges after a food fight that turned into a riot and ended with injuries to a teacher and a school resource officer. Stamford police said that West Hill High School students ages 15 to 17 are charged with first-degree rioting, breach of peace, reckless endangerment, and assault on a police officer. School officials said Friday's food fight had been in the planning for days and developed in a courtyard next to the cafeteria. Police say the resource officer was struck in the head by a full soda can.
Whoa.
While the teacher was trampled by a mass of students. Yeah. It got way out of hand. The superintendent calls the incident ugly and disappointing. Thank you, Casey. A golfer and a horse are recovering after being injured in separate bobcat attacks in Connecticut.
A golfer and a horse, separate bobcat attacks.
Yeah, the attacks happened in Baltic, a small town close to the Rhode Island state line. The golfer was hurt at the Mohegan Sun Golf Course, and the horse was at a home nearby. The golfer in his late 60s was near the seventh hole when he was attacked. Apparently, it jumped on his back, and he was able to fight it off with a golf club.
Now, does he lose a stroke because of that?
No, I don't think so.
I wonder if bobcat attack is accommodated for in the rules.
He thought that it was dead. As he walked a few steps away, it ended up jumping back up and then taking off.
Little son of a bitch.
Another member of the golfer's team was able to drive the bobcat off, and the attacked golfer was transported to the hospital for treatment of lacerations. His condition is unknown. Bobcats are common in Connecticut, but are normally shy, secretive animals. Attacks on humans are very rare. Before the attack on the golf course, a horse was attacked by a bobcat and suffered lacerations to the neck and eye and is being treated at a veterinarian.
I'd have to think the horse would win.
They tracked down and captured a bobcat on the golf course. The animal was euthanized, being tested for rabies. I heard it came back positive for rabies.
Well, there you go. There's your explanation. And yep. Doesn't like golf, clearly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A man suffered third-degree burns to over half his body this past Wednesday when he apparently tried to use a lighter to melt a plastic water jug that was full of gasoline.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Listen to why he did this. Investigators still need to review surveillance footage of the incident in a Target parking lot, but preliminary information suggests the man was using a lighter in an effort to melt the mouth of a gallon jug into a funnel when it exploded into flames.
I think I can fix this. Give me a lighter.
The man's girlfriend told investigators the funnel was intended to make it easier to pour the gas into their vehicle, which had run out of gas.
I can't see inside. Hand me that road flare.
The man and the vehicle next to his, a Lexus, caught fire. He ran from the car and several citizens assisted him to the ground and helped put out the fire that was on him.
Couldn't he have actually just gone into the Target and purchased a smaller funnel?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
The entire front half of the man's body was burned from his face to his feet. Melted his shoes. Medical personnel were most concerned about keeping the man's airway from swelling shut. I mean, he was...
I made a mistake.
He was burnt real bad. He was airlifted to a burn unit. No word on his current condition. And then we'll end with this. An Indian voter says he chopped off his index finger after realizing he had voted for the wrong political party.
He chopped off his finger?
Yeah. Pawan Kumar said he accidentally ended up voting for... the governing Bharatiya Janata Party, or the BJP, he wanted to vote. He wanted to vote for a regional party, but was confused by the many symbols on the voting machine.
BJP.
Every voter's index finger is marked with indelible ink after they cast their ballot. You've seen that before.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, he cut that one off.
Oh, my God.
He cast his vote on Thursday. This was the second phase of polling in the general Indian election. He said, I wanted to vote for the elephant, but I voted for the flower by mistake.
Damn it.
He's referring to the party symbols displayed on voting machines next to the name of each candidate. While the BJP symbol is a lotus, the elephant is the symbol of the Bahujan Samaj Party, or the BSP, a regional heavyweight that has allied with two other regional parties against the BJP. So he voted for the party that was going right after the one that he wanted to vote for. Party symbols play a big role in India's elections because they are easy to identify in a country where literacy is low in many parts. Thursday's vote was seen as important for India's powerful regional party. So this guy hacked his own finger off.
It seemed a little radical.
A little bit far.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A woman accused of sending a man more than 159,000 text messages after a single date, including death threats and her desire to bathe in his blood.
Wow.
Says that it's ridiculous that she's been jailed without bail since last year. She said, I can't believe it turned into this.
Hey, what's that about? You just threatened to bleed someone out and they got all upset.
Jacqueline Claire Aides is her name. She told the Arizona Republic from jail, I can't believe that I'm actually in jail over some text messages.
Over a couple million text messages and me threatening to kill him.
Aides insists.
I guess this is the world we live in.
The threats included among the 159,000 messages she sent a successful CEO in Paradise Valley. After their date that was arranged on the millionaire matchmaking app Luxy, is what that's called, she sent him sometimes up to 500 messages in one day, but she said they were not to be taken seriously.
Oh, of course.
Aides claims the tenor of their conversation changed following a fight with her mother, prompting her to lash out on her newfound obsession. She said, I said... If I had a perverted imagination, what would I think? She told the newspaper. And then I wrote all these weird things, just like it was literally playing with my imagination. And it turned out that it scared him. Police.
So what she's saying is that the voices in her head would never have allowed her to actually kill him.
Right. Police then arrested Aides last April after she took a bath in the man's home while he was out of the country. Mm. She allegedly took her two dogs, food, and a bottle of wine with her, along with an 8-inch butcher knife that was found in the front passenger seat of her Mercedes-Benz marked outside.
Wow, she knows how to throw a hell of a date.
She insists that jurors will not only find her not guilty, but they'll also order that she and her alleged victim get married.
Honestly, many of them will probably want to date her themselves.
She told the newspaper they're going to say you're not guilty, and on top of it, we, like, demand that you two get married.
It's going to happen. Aides clearly knows the law.
Also claimed that she had been previously abducted by Walt Disney.
That son of a bitch.
So she says, does that sound crazy? It sounds like I'm crazy. My mom says they're going to put you back in the mental competency court if you go around telling people. But this is a true story. I'm not lying.
And all the time she's talking, she's also chewing on a squeaky toy.
Aides, whose next hearing is scheduled for May 21st, said she intends to return to Florida once she's out of jail. She won't contact the man she allegedly stalked because she thinks that he will reach out to her first.
How confident would you be of letting this person out in public after all this nonsense?
Yeah, not at all. All right, and then we only have time for one more story because we do have some guests in the studio. So let's go with this one. An intruder in high heels made himself at home at a Portland woman's apartment. The uninvited guest took a shower and tried on the woman's clothing and jewelry, all before being caught red-handed. The woman who lives there, Shauna, says...
I smell like lavender, and it smells great.
He's looking in the mirror while trying things on.
Oh, my God, these hoop earrings are to die for.
She said that the woman who lives there, Shauna, says that her dog is
lucky
the only...
Lucky me, she wears Lane Bryant.
...is the only reason the man is now behind bars. She said he was going through all my personal things, my underwear, my bras. He was going through all my clothes.
This smells like vanilla pudding.
He ate my ice cream and some food, drank root beer from the fridge, and just made himself...
How about a float?
And,
just,
and made himself at home. 22-year-old Kai...
It'd be like Mel's Diner.
22-year-old Kai Phillips is now behind bars facing burglary and theft charges. Shauna says Phillips went inside her apartment April 8th. She says that the only reason he was caught was because her dog started barking at the stranger and eventually setting off a dog app on her phone.
Ah.
While at work, Shauna said she opened up her Furbo dog camera, which showed the man stepping out of her bathroom using her towel. She said, all of a sudden, I see a guy coming out in a towel from my bathroom.
Yeah, this is Pickles. There's an intruder here. Yeah, I'm using the. Is this working? Do we have a. We have a. The Wi-Fi is sort of sketchy, but there's an intruder in here, in the house. Yeah, he's in there right now.
That's the dog.
It's
using,
the dog app.
Using the app. Yeah. Okay,
I can you that. See me? Am yeah. I? I think I have this reversed.
Yeah.
Is it in landscape or portrait mode?
Right.
Oh, and by the way, I crapped on the couch.
She said, why are you wearing my clothes? Shauna said she then called police, left work, and rushed home.
Because I look good in them.
She says,
deal with it, sister.
She said a police officer was waiting at her apartment, and together they caught the man red-handed. She said his face was just like shock, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I was caught.
I am gorgeous.
He was very... She said he was wearing my black bra, black bathing suit, bottom, and I have
a snugger. I guess I'm a little bit more busty than you are.
That I have, and a white cover up. And now she and her dog have a new home. She says she moved out a few days later. And if they're
keep that at though,
there's another twist to this already bizarre story. Shauna says that her doorbell camera shows Phillips standing outside her apartment for 2 hours.
Wow,
before he went inside.
Oh,
she said this whole time her dog was barking. A neighbor says that she was frustrated.
Yeah, there's somebody outside. It's like a real big bitch.
She was frustrated by all the commotion and knocked on Shauna's door hard enough to break a small glass window, allowing Phillips to make himself at home. So
I like that app, though, where the dog barking alerts, you know, sets the app in motion.
Yeah, I guess if there's excessive noise, it'll send you. She has video. We're looking at video of this guy.
Yep, the dog camera.
Walking around in the heels and trying everything on. Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.